Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Welcome to Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, the daily podcast inspired by my action-driven devotional and guide to reading the Bible through in a year, alphabetically. I'm Anita Cordell, and each day we'll walk through the Bible, discovering how even books like Leviticus and Numbers speak to our daily lives. These short devotionals are here to cleanse our hearts and transform our perspectives. So grab your Bible, open your heart, and let's journey through the living water together. It's time to rinse, reflect, and repeat. Today's devotion is titled, He Sees Your Pile of Kleenex. We're on day 112, and if you're following along on the calendar, it's April 22nd. The morning rinse is Hebrews 4 through 6, and I hope that the book of Hebrews is so encouraging you. It is such a lovely book. I love it. The featured verse is Hebrews 4:16. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. A single mom cries alone in her bed after putting her baby to sleep. The tears flow not from feeling lonely or missing a mate, but her tear-stained pillow displays the overwhelming sense of pain for her daughter's broken heart. This mom cries out for help in a fatherless world and longs for her child to believe that she is loved by her earthly father. But instead, her child experiences a deep sense of rejection and often cries many tears over the heartbreak of a father not present. Our Heavenly Father, though, is always present for us. When we go through hardships, it is common to feel that sense of loneliness, but He asks us to come boldly to His throne, bringing our needs to Him. And when we take this step of faith towards His throne, He invites us to do this. And this, in return, when we do this, it invites Him to walk with us through our valley. And in this process, He offers grace to us to make it through all the way to victory. The hope that we have in Him must be the anchor of our soul. That hope is so powerful. It must serve as our strength to keep pressing onward. The visual of this single mom is truly a reflection of all of us, really. You know, whether we're in a relationship or not, it's kind of a picture of us all. For we have all experienced loss at some point in our lives. Whatever that loss is, I can venture to say that we've had some experience with loss, whether that's the loss of a relationship or the loss of a job or even the loss of a dream. None of us are exempt from this experience. So when we feel these deep pains, the question would be, what should we do? Well, it is simple. And it can also often be humbling. We have to run to Him. This mom ran to Him in the stillness of the night, laying awake with a flood of tears streaming down the sides of her face. Next to her bed lay a pile of soiled Kleenex on the floor that she was too exhausted, too weak to pick up and throw it away. How do you run to Him in your time of need? And when you run to Him, do you allow Him to help you grow your trust in Him? Do you allow Him to secure the anchor in Him to make it even stronger than it already is and deeper than it already is? What are you asking Him for? Let your trust in Him be your anchor and don't let go. Keep believing. He will supply what you need. I'm going to read the featured verse again. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. And some interpretations or some translations say, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I kind of like that version a little bit better. It's, I think, the King James version. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. Yes, we need confidence, but coming boldly to the throne of grace, he wants us to boldly come to him with our needs and with our heartaches and with the things that are bothering us. So today's challenge to dig deeper is to be mindful throughout the day. Ask God to help you walk to the throne. Ask him to help you boldly go to the throne of grace and ask him for that grace, that power to see you through any struggles that you may be experiencing or any grief that you are feeling from the loss of what you're feeling, whether it's loss of, you know, like I said, relationships or a job or anything at all that you are struggling with. Ask him to come and give you help to go to the throne of grace to help, you know, give you help. Ask him to deepen and strengthen your anchor in him by helping you to trust him more through this process of need. And be assured he sees your pile of Kleenex. Then when you are going through this process today, I hope today is a healing day for you. April 22nd. I hope that today is a healing day for you so that you can have confidence to boldly go to the throne of grace, to obtain that mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I hope that today is a day of healing. And when you pull out your journal tonight and you're reflecting on your day today, write down what happened today in your heart in terms of whether or not you have a heartbreak or whether you have some needs that you don't see how he is going to provide yet. Tell him and write down what happened in your heart. Did you gain some trust? Did you feel like your anchor was getting stronger and deeper as you went to him with your needs? What changed in your heart today? Did you get a little bit stronger? Did your trust get a little bit deeper? Did you understand what he's doing in your heart just a little bit more? I hope that that happened today for you. And if you are watching or listening to this podcast for the very first time, and today is April 22nd, and you hear this, I hope that you are trusting God to bring some miracles in your life today. And sometimes that miracle may not necessarily be the provision that you are expecting it to be. Maybe it's just a heart change within you. I'm excited. And if you are willing to share your story, go to the Facebook group, Rinse, Reflect, Repeat, and share your story, because I know that if it's impacting you, it will eventually impact others. And that's how we grow, is by hearing other people's stories. And I hope that today inspired you to keep trusting in him. I'm going to read the featured verse one more time. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So whatever your need is, Father God, I just take my listeners and my friends here that are watching, and I pray, God, specifically for the storyline that I shared. My heart goes out to single moms, and my heart goes out to those who are really struggling right now. And I just ask, God, that if you know some, you know, if you see somebody, God, that is needing you and your provision, God, I pray that they would be brave to walk to your throne and ask for help. God, I'm praying, Lord, for all the visitors that are here today, that they would prolong and just keep listening. I pray for those who are watching online, that they would be encouraged. And I just ask, God, that you would do a work in all of our hearts as we're walking through your word. In your name, amen. And until tomorrow, keep rinsing, reflecting, and repeating. God bless you.